43 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Value is almost always relative, right? You've heard the expression, one person's trash is another's treasure. Today, the Texas Standard's Michael Marks brings us a story that underscores that and the lengths some will go to hold on to what's important to them.
Trees are scarce in the Texas Panhandle. Big trees are even scarcer.
To me, trees are sacred in this part of the world. We just don't have very many.
That's Lacey Cotter-Vardaman. She raises cattle and cotton on two parcels of land in the Panhandle, one in Lubbock County, another in Bailey County.
About 10 miles from the Texas-New Mexico border.
She started buying land in Bailey County about 25 years ago. A few times a week, she and her three kids would drive the hour and a half between her two properties. It's not the most scenic route. Mostly flat pastures and irrigation pivots. But there was one site that the Vardamans always looked forward to toward the end of the drive.
We used him as a landmark just because he was so big.
He is an elm tree, a thick one, about 7 feet around, with long arcing branches that scraped the tops of trucks and trailers. The tree sat on the fence line of a neighbor's property. Vardaman thought that it was at least 130 years old. It's referenced in journals by early settlers of the county. And there's nothing else like it for miles.
My kids, they always called this tree the mayor of Baileyboro. Baileyboro is just basically a cemetery. He was just huge and pretty, and there were a lot of deer under him a lot of times. And there's no telling what all has lived in him and under him for all of those years.
The mayor belonged to a different timeline than us humans. He was there before the Vardamans, and they thought he'd be there long after them. But one day, a couple weeks ago, Lacey got a call from her daughter, Molly, who was driving to the Bailey County property to pick up a few of her things.
I was on my phone with my mom because I was super excited. I got accepted into the master's program of accounting at Lubbock Christian University.
But as she neared the property, rounding the curve where the mayor comes into view, her excitement faded.
I pulled around and the tree was on its side and was like, oh man.
The tree's owners cut it down. Vardaman said they wanted to build a new fence and the mayor was in the way. It had practically absorbed one of the old T-posts.
I didn't know anything about it till it was too late. So I couldn't have done anything. He wasn't on my property, but just couldn't believe somebody cut down a tree.
Lacey hung up with Molly. 5 minutes passed. Then she picked up the phone again. And called her neighbors.
I just figured, well, I'll call and ask if I can at least have a piece of him.
They said that was fine. They just planned to cut up the tree and burn it anyway. If Lacey could haul it, she could have it. So she did.
I have a very large John Deere loader, and we had to cut a lot of the bigger branches off of him because it was so heavy, my loader wasn't able to pick it up.
A few other neighbors stopped by to say they appreciated her saving what she could of the tree. It seemed like a shame not to, even if it was hard work. After cutting the mare down to size, she loaded it onto a 34-foot trailer.
He kind of took up most of it. I think we decided he weighed over 10,000 pounds, the part that I actually brought home.
Which is where it is now, sitting by her haystack, waiting for what's next. Replanting isn't possible, so Lacey plans to give some of the wood to each of her kids. She's looking for a carpenter to make rough-cut tables out of it, somewhere where people could gather, share a meal. For Molly, it's a way to show reverence for something that persevered for so long in a place where it can be so hard to stay alive.
It's amazing to think that this tree has gone through World War I, World War II, the Dust Bowl. It's gone and seen all of the hard times and good times of the area, and I'm really impressed that things are able to live and last that long, especially in as hard of an area as it is around here.
So the mayor will not go to waste. For years, the tree was how the Vardamans knew they were close to home. Now, it will always have a place in theirs. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.